Hello, Laredo, and welcome to this edition of LMT 956 Sports Week 1 High School Football Podcast. I'm sports editor Dennis Over the Second here with our high school football guru, Kenny Ryan. Kenny, thanks for being with us.
Good to be here.
We're looking at United South and Corpus Christi King this Friday, the first game of the season for the Panthers. That's going to be at the SEC at 7:30 again on Friday. Kenny, as we look forward for United South, what can we expect from them this season?
United South is a team that after the summer 7-on-7 success they had, I was expecting big things out of them, but the attitude and atmosphere seemed kind of subdued at their preseason workout, so that kind of lowered them in my mind, but there's still a lot of potential there, and if they can get their heads on straight, then they can have a great season. There's no reason they can't.
You mentioned they were subdued. Any particular reason why, do you think, or what do you think was the reason behind that?
One thing they suggested is some of the players said to me that they still need to get more unity on the team. They need to get everyone on the same boat. Some players were in it for their own interests and not in it for the team. And, that's something that you don't want to have on a team. You want people to be there for each other, not for themselves. But Briones works very hard at establishing the right kind of attitude there. And I'm sure he's been hard at work sorting that out. And, if he can get the team, everyone playing for the team instead of me, then this team has potential to make some noise.
Now, when Coach Jose Briones came over after being the offensive coordinator at United, he's going to this fourth year, no playoff appearances yet, kind of showed some life toward the end of last season. They won three of their last four games. Do you think there's pressure on not only Briones, but United South in general to get something done and finally get over that hump?
I would not be surprised if there is pressure. And the thing about United South that makes it hard for them is they have the most front-loaded schedule in the district.
Yeah.
They start off with a 5A opponent, Corpus Christi King, which not many teams in town start off with 5A opponents. Most of them are doing 4A opponents or, maybe even a 3A opponent or something like that. So he's challenged himself off the bat. And then you've got the big four teams, Eagle Pass, Del Rio, Alexander United. These are all teams he plays in the opening 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So it wasn't surprising to see him pick it up late in the season last year. Yeah. What he needs, though, is he really needs something to go right early to give his team a spark. They need to get an upset and find some mojo early in the season so that their late season success is building on something, and it will be enough to take them somewhere.
Now, who are some of the central figures in terms of players that you think we can keep an eye on for the Panthers this year?
The big guys to keep your eye on are, of course, Robert Camarillo, the quarterback. He was quietly very efficient last year. He didn't get a lot of praise. He didn't get a lot of attention, and perhaps because of the team's record going 4-6. I believe ours was 3-7, something along those lines.
Yeah, 4-6.
And, because of that, those kind of struggles there, it didn't translate into a lot of hype for the kid, but he throws a good ball, and his receivers did a pretty good job of catching it. One in particular, Vidarte, I think it's Carlos Vidarte, is a very efficient receiver. He looked great in their spring game, and Briones is still very high on him. I look for those two, that hookup right there, to be very important to the United South team this year.
Yeah, Orlando Contreras, another wideout over there for the Panthers. Looking at, you mentioned some of the offense. Of course, Briones runs that spread, loves to air it out. They call themselves the air show over there at United South. Defensively, what can we expect from the Panthers this year?
Defensively, it's hard to get a read on because last year their defense was just such a mess because of injuries.
Yeah.
They never had their full healthy defense that they were expecting out on the field. And that all started with this game that we got coming up here against Corpus Christi King. They lost some very important defensive linemen in that game. Didn't get them back. Other people got dinged up. So if they can avoid the injury bug, you really don't know how good this defense could be just because you didn't really get to see it together last year. So it's very much a mystery, and that question mark right there will determine how good this team can be.
Okay, we taking all that into account and going United South and Corpus Christi King this Friday to open South season. What are your prediction for this one?
Last year this was not a pretty game. Corpus Christi King won it pretty handily, and they've got quite a few returning players off that team last year. 7 on offense, 6 on defense. So it's going to be hard for this to be a place where United South gets going. On the benefit, they're playing at home this time.
Yeah.
That's a long drive for Corpus Christi, maybe they're tight, maybe it messes with them or something. So I don't know. I think it'll be closer than last year, but closer doesn't mean victory. I still think United South comes up short, maybe by 10 points or so Friday night.
Good deal. That's a look at United South versus Corpus Christi King Friday at the SAC at 7:30 p.m. He's Kenny Ryan. I'm Dennis Silva with LMT 956 Sports. Thanks for listening.